And right now we go to the phones. We've got Dr. Kelly Moore on to talk about an event happening 1 week from Thursday at Grand Island High School. It's hosted by PDK International. Dr. Moore, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Nick. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about your event and why it matters for people in education or parents with kids in the system. What are you guys doing?
Absolutely. So PDK, we are a international organization that we want to support all teachers and school leaders to strengthen our interest in the profession of education. So our main mission and our values are always to promote high quality education, especially for our students here in New York State, K to 12. This organization, you know, has been around since 1906. We just did reinvent our Buffalo Niagara chapter, and this is our second event. It will be next week on Thursday, November 21st, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in Grand Island, our high school there. Dr. Brian Graham, he is going to be our program moderator. We have a panel of six educational leaders, district leaders who will be on this panel talking about the new graduation requirements for our New York State students.
And yeah, I saw those got revamped. That's part of the Blue Ribbon Commission, right?
Correct. Yes, yes. We're still in the process of making sure, putting all the nuts and bolts on that. But just to get the information out there, talk to all of anybody who's interested in this profession or just wants to know what that new Blue Ribbon Commission is all about.
So can people come with questions or tell me the layout of this seminar?
Absolutely.
Is it okay?
Yes. So this is a free event. We're hoping to pack the house at like 800 people. So anybody who's interested in education, teachers, school district leaders, building leaders, faculty, staff at any university, we welcome you to please come on out next Thursday starting at 6 p.m. The event is called Probable, Possible, and Preferable, Finding the Sweet Spot for the Future of Education. It is a free event. We do just ask that you go on our PDK website to register, but it's going to be coffees, desserts, and we're just talking about the future of education. People will be able to ask our panelists questions on this new Blue Ribbon Commission. We have Dr. Michael Cornell, the superintendent of Hamburg, as one of our panelists. We also have Mrs. Betty Haynes, who was our New York State Teacher of the Year, as our panel. So it's going to be a great fun time.
So when do the rules go into play that they've come up with, like these new guidelines or necessities to graduate? When does that happen?
Well, it's kind of in the process now that we're hoping that this coming 2025, 2026, having these new paradigms in place for all of our graduating seniors.
You know how important education is. Obviously, you've got kids, you want them raised right, but you've also worked in education for a long time. Do events like this make a difference in the future of education?
They really do. Absolutely. Coming together, collaborating, talking about what matters to schools, districts, parents, families, children. We just want all of our students here in New York State to graduate being ready for life and becoming a very productive citizen and raising those standards, having those high achievements. And it all starts with, you know, organizations like PDK getting together, creating these events for all people who, you know, are available, come out and have a great conversation.
So it's a little over a week away, November 21st. That's a week from Thursday, 6 to 8:30, Grand Island High School. I'm going to give the website for people if they want to register. And again, you said it's free, right?
It is. It is free. Absolutely. The website is pdkbuffaloniagara.org.
That's a .org, not a .com, .org, pdkbuffaloniagara.org. Probable, possible, and preferable, finding the sweet spot for the future of education sounds a sounds like a really important event to attend. Anybody in education, Dr. Kelly Moore, thanks for talking to us on KISS 98.5.
Thanks, Nick. Have a great day.